当他们要一个信仰的时候
，when they want to create a religion，
他还是他自己来掌权。
They still want to be in control. They still want to be in control.
就是说，你在那里好了。
That is, let me place you over there.
我喜欢的时候，我就会找你。
When I feel like it, then I can go and approach you.
我不喜欢，你就不要烦我。
When I don't want to get involved with you, please don't trouble me.
这是在这个方丈庙里面的。
And that's why those gods were placed in the temple.
虽然那个庙呢，好像建筑的一个好漂亮的一个庙。
Maybe the outside of the temple looks majestic.
这是我给你的心意。
And yet this is what my desire for you.
这是我给你的荣耀。
I'm offering the glory.
你还是必须在那里。
And yet you need to stay in the temple.
不要烦我。
Don't bother me.
不过呢，我有需要的时候，你记得要保佑我。
And yet when I'm having trouble, please keep me in safe.
那你保佑我，我给你盖更大的庙。
If you bless me, I will build you an even greater temple.
这是人的一种做法。
And this is the human wisdom.
我知道今天好多这个年轻人的。也有这种倾向。
I realized this is the tendency of today's young people.
我认识一个人，一个老人家。
I happen to know an elderly.
他有个女儿。
He has a daughter.
其实我没有见过那个女儿。
And actually, I haven't seen that daughter, his daughter before.
当那个老人家离开世界之后
，When the elderly depart from the world,
他突然间死在家里。
And this elderly all of a sudden died in his home.
我们只知道他有女儿。
And all we know that he has one daughter.
但他那个老人家从来不能够，也没有办法把他的女儿的电话给我，也没有办法把他的地址给我。
However, this elderly was never able to give me his daughter's phone number or address.
那个老人家说他不给我解释，他只喜欢回来他就回来了。
And the elderly say, well, whenever she feel like it, she will come home.
这大概也怕那个妈妈烦她，所以也是不给钥匙了， oh, 不给那个电话了。
Oh, excuse me, it happened to be an old lady, and the mother say, well, because of want to create less trouble, so she did not give me the key or the phone number.
不过后来我们才知道，我们到处找这个女儿，后来我们才知道她比我们吃的更早。
And so we spent quite the effort trying to search for the daughter, and later on we realized she actually found out her mother's death even earlier than us.
因为她的电话没有给妈妈，确实给了那个大楼的那个管理处了。
So because the daughter didn't even give her phone number to her mom, and yet she gave the phone number to the super of the apartment building.
为什么她这样做了？
Why she does that?
她不想她的妈妈烦她。
Because she doesn't want to be bothered by her mom.
我喜欢我就回来。
Whenever I feel like it, I will go home.
这个跟人把那个神放在庙里面是一样。
It's the same idea of placing God in the temple.
人就是这样。
This is how human beings are.
所以他们这个他们的神就放在庙中，甚至有时候。放在他手上。
And therefore, people place idols in the temple, or sometimes they put in their palm.
我认为这位上帝，这位神呢，应该是怎么样的，他就会变成怎么样。
That's the God can become whatever I desire to be.
我觉得他应该有一牵上手，就给他一个牵手观音了。
And I feel the God may have many hands, and therefore it will become a goddess of many hands.
因为没有那么手，怎么能帮到我？
And because more hands are able to help me more.
是人是很聪明。
And therefore people use their imagination.
但是我们相信这位上帝却不是这样。
And yet this is not the God whom we believe.
圣经讲得好清楚。
And it was clearly stated in the scripture.
从旧约的开始，他已经是跟人有交往。
All the way back in the Old Testament, God has already built up a relationship with human beings.
他乐意向人来显现。
He loves to appear to his people.
那圣诞节呢，更加清楚。
And this become even more evident in the season of Christmas.
圣诞节是什么了？
And what does it mean? What's the meaning of Christmas?
就是讲神道成了肉身。
That is, the word became flesh.
住在我们当中。
And made his dwelling among us.
住的意思就是停留。
And what does it mean dwelling among us? That means he stayed here.
住的意思就是有交往。
Staying means there is an exchange and interaction.
很少人住在一起没有交往。
And there's very seldom that people live together and yet there's no interaction.
假如有就是不正常。
And if that happened, it's abnormal.
住就是要有交往。
When you live together, then there's interaction.
有感情的。
And there is
有关系的。
Interchanging
对话的。
Feeling and emotion.
所以我们会祷告的。
And therefore there's a conversation.
上帝会听的。
We pray and God listens.
而且是随时随在可以这样做。
And we can do that anytime we wish.
现在不是现在住在一个房子里面都是用电话的
and nowadays it's kind of different when you even live in the same house you exchange your conversation through cell phone
这个也不是正常的
this is quite abnormal actually
但住就是有交往的
and however living means exchanging ideas
这个能够这个关系是应该是越来越好才对
and you're able to communicate to have a better relationship each day
这是神希望跟我们的一种关系。
And this is the relationship God desired to have with us.
刚才我们读的约翰福音一章十四节。
The passage we just read from John chapter 1 verse 14.
跟那个马太福音以马内利的比较有什么分别呢
？And what's the difference between this verse versus the verse of Emmanuel in the book of Matthew?
这两段比较呢，我比较喜欢。就在我们中间这个约翰福音来。
In comparison, I'm more favor of God made his dwelling among us.
因为那段圣经不单说他在我们中间。
Because the passage not only saying he is with us,
是住在我们当中。
But also dwell among us.
是我充充满满的有恩典有真理。
And full, and seeing his glory,full of grace.
你知道吗?
Don't you know?
住在我们当中是看你怎么看这件事情。
It's really up to us how we view and understand the meaning of the world among us.
有些人就是不想神住在我们当中。
Some people reject the idea that God is living in his life.
他在教会里面就好了。
As long as...He desired we can keep God in the church.
然后呢，我喜欢去教会就喜欢去教会，我不喜欢就不喜欢去。
And when it's up to my liking whether I want to go to church or not to go to church.
所以充充满满有真理这个观念呢，就解决了这个问题。
So full of truth that will solve this issue.
为什么呢？
And why is that?
有时候我们不想跟神。太过的接近
Because sometimes we don't want to have an intimate relationship with God.
其实是因为我们很难真真正正的面对他，面对真理。
It is because sometimes we have a hard time to face the truth and face his face.
常常都是觉得自己很不好。
Oftentimes we feel we are so inadequate.
我们常常都是错的。
And oftentimes we made a lot of mistakes.
讲错话。
We spoke wrong words.
想错事情。
We thought about wrong ideas.
总是达不到那个标准。
And we could never reach the standard of God.
所以假如单单同在那个有时候是蛮痛苦的一件事情。
And therefore, to have his dwelling is kind of painful understanding.
是不是？有时候我们都有这种情况。
And oftentimes we have that tendency.
有时候我们真是想跟上帝，我们请请假，想休息一下。
And oftentimes we want to say to the Lord, can we have a break?
有时候要这种情况。
Don't we have such a situation before?
但是这里说是充充满满的，不单有真理，也有恩典。
And yet, the verse saying here is not only full of truth, but also full of grace.
其实我们是需要真理的。
Yes, indeed, we do need the truth.
因为我们知道真理，我们才不会一直一直都做错事情。
Only by knowing the truth, we know not to continuously keep on sinning.
我们有时候有一种犯罪的感觉，一种亏欠的感觉，那是好的。
And oftentimes we have a sense of guilt, and actually that's good for us.
因为这才让我们可以悔改，可以改正。
Because it will push us to return and to the right path.
不过呢，必须要恩典加上去才是好的。
And yet we need grace upon this.
你知道有时候人与人的关系都是在一种错失、饶恕、做错事、包容、有真理、有恩典的过程中，慢慢慢慢更加的一种连结起来。
Don't we know that human relationship is full of offending, forgiving, and tolerance, and with grace that we gradually grow intimately together?
因为这个经验呢、啊、
？Don't we have such experience?
假如我们曾经做错事情。
Let's say we have offended someone before.
我们常常都做错事情。
We oftentimes make mistakes.
但是我们的家人常常都在包容。
And yet our family member always forgive us and tolerate us.
常常都安慰我们。
And give us comfort.
常常都在鼓励我们。
Often encourage us.
都有恩典加在我们身上。
There is grace pouring upon us.
我们就这个关系就越来越亲近。
And through this, we can have a more intimate relationship.
是啊，有时候是这样。
Isn't that true?
反而呢，假如只有真理就麻烦了。
And yet, if we only have truth, then we are in big trouble.
家里有一个本子，啊，又错一次了啊。又错两次了。
Maybe you keep a log in your house and you keep on recording each other's wrongdoing.
啊，又讲错话了。
And you say the wrong word.
啊，你这是又没有管我了，又冷落我了。
And you ignore me. Let me take the note of it.
啊，只有这个，只有真理。
And this is a logbook of the truth.
啊，当然这个记录下来就提醒我们了。下次不要了，也是好的。
Of course, the logging may become a reminder for us not to keep on doing the same errors.
但是呢，假如我们有恩典来加上去了，那就反而会让那个关系会更好。
And however, we do need grace to be upon this in order to have a good relationship.
所以充充满满。
And therefore, full.
有恩典，有真理，这是一个非常美好的一个应许。
It is so beautiful of the promise that it is full of grace and truth.
所以我们希望我们能够更多的领会这个意思。
And so let us appreciate this even more.
那今天呢，我就很想多用多点时间来跟大家来思想。道成了肉身，有恩典，有真理的意思。
And therefore, I would like to bring us together to have a deeper understanding of what does it mean the Word became flesh, with full of grace and truth.
不过呢，我是想用保罗那个版本。
And yet, I want to use the version from Paul.
这个有时候在圣诞节比较少注意的一点。
And this is oftentimes a verse being ignored during Christmas time.
保罗的版本是记在刚才读过的提摩太前书第三章十六节。
So Paul also gave a version of his wording, which is recorded in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16.
这里说大在近前的奥秘无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现。
Beyond all question, the mystery from which true godlinessSprings is great. He appeared in flesh.
神在肉身显现。
He appeared in flesh.
那就是约翰所写的、所讲的道成了肉身。
Which is the very idea described by John, the Word became flesh.
那这里虽然没有恩典与真理的那个那些字眼。
Even though the wording of grace and truth.Were not mentioned here,
但是却包含了这个意思。
And yet, it includes the ideas.
那神他主动的道成了肉身。
That is God who took the initiative to become flesh.
那个目的是什么？
And what was the purpose?
他主动的，不是我们要求的。
He took the initiative. We didn't ask.
我们没有可能要求他。
It is impossible for human to ask him to do that.
但是在他的计划里面,
And yet within his plan,
他要道成了肉身。
He became, the word became flesh.
那个目的是什么呢?
And what is the purpose?
有两个目的。
There are two purposes.
一个目的是让我们相信他真的体恤我们，他迁就了我们，抚救了我们，让我们可以认识他。
The first purpose is that he truly loves us. He wants to accommodate with our weakness, and therefore he humble himself to appear to us.
所以圣经常常这样说。
And therefore, it is often mentioned in the scripture.
不是我们拣选了他。
It's not we choose him.
乃是他拣选。
But rather, he has chosen us.
不是我寻找他，乃是他寻找我。
Not we have seek him, sought him, but and yet he sought for us.
不是我们爱他，乃是他先爱我们。
It's not we love him first, but rather he loves us first.
是不是啊？
Isn't that true?
这个是从他来的意念。
It is all from him.
它不是一个交换的观念。
And it is not the idea of exchange.
交换的意思就是我给你这些，然后你给我那个祝福。
It is not a trade. It's not like I offer you something and therefore you bless me.
以前的雅各就是这样。
And this is what Jacob thought.
你保佑我，我就给你什么。
As long as you bless me and therefore I will offer something in return.
没有，不是这个意思。
It is not so.
他主动的寻找我。
It actually, it's God who took the initiative.
他主动的拣选我。
Seeks for us.
他先爱我。
He loved us first.
保罗讲得更好。
And Paul saying in even in a better word.
他说，当我们还做罪人的时候
，While we were still sinners,
他已经为我们死。
He has already died for us.
永远都是他做主。
It's always he, the one who took the initiative.
永远都是他叩我们的门。
Always he is the one who knocks on our door first.
这就是一个非常重要的观念。
And this is a very, very important understanding.
他成了肉身。
He became flesh.
是让我们知道，确实是知道他体恤我们。
So that.Let us to know that he wants to accommodate for us.
然后也让我们可以体验、体会到，因为他在我们当中了，所以我们有机会去触摸他、去感觉他、去了解他、去体验他。
So that for us to appreciate his existence, that we can understand him through touching him, through hearing him, through seeing him.
希伯来书的作者。就非常了解这个意思。
The author of the book of Hebrew understands this deeply.
他希伯来书的作者说，他并非不能够体恤我们的软弱。
That the book of Hebrew saying it's not he is not able to understand our weakness.
因为他曾经与我们一样。
For he has been like us.
道成了肉身。
He became flesh.
我们也是肉身。
We are also in flesh.
所以他就跟我们一样。
And therefore, he is as same as us.
所以他能够体恤我们。
And therefore, he can understand our pain.
这是希伯来书的作者的了解。
And this is the understanding from the book of Hebrew.
我也没有告诉过大家有看过个小故事，很有意思。
I wonder whether I have shared with you that I have read a small story.
就是讲到一个在那个大士的大宝座前面。
That is before the big throne.
神在施行他公义的审判。
While God is doing his judgment on his white throne.
然后下面就有好多人在抗议。
And yet there are so many people start complaining underneath the throne.
他们在抗议什么呢？
And what do they complain and grumble about?
他们说，上帝，你不能够，你不配来审判我们。
And they complain, God, you are not worthy to judge us.
因为你高高在上，你怎么知道我们的疾苦呢？
Because you are so high up there, and therefore you don't understand our troubles and struggle.
你高高在上，根本不了解我们。
You never understand us.
你不了解我们，就不配来审判我们。
If you don't understand us, you don't have a right to judge us.
是不是言之成理啊？
Does it make sense?
If you don't understand
us?
但是当时耶稣站出来。
Then Jesus stood up.
你们错了。
You say, you're wrong.
我曾经道成了肉身。
I have became flesh before.
经过了你们所有经过的一切道路。
I have experienced all you have experienced.
我成了一个婴孩。
I have became an infant.
我生在马槽中。
I was born in a manger.
我一出生就被拒绝了。
I was rejected from birth.
我一生都没有枕首的地方。
I couldn't find a place to lay my head.
我知道什么叫漂泊。
I understand what does it mean there's no home.
所以弟兄姐妹，你有中国来到这里也好，台湾来到这里也好。
And therefore, brothers and sisters, whether you travel from mainland China or from Taiwan,
可能你感到自己在漂泊，好像浮萍一样。
Perhaps you feel you are a traveler, you couldn't find a home.
耶稣也经过。
This is exactly what Jesus
experienced. 他一出生就是这样，在漂泊中才出生。
He was born as a sojourner ever since birth.
而且他出生不久就逃难了。
And not only that, once he was born, he started to flee.
因为希律王要追杀他。
Because King Herod sent a decree to kill him.
你没经过。他经过被追杀。
Have you experienced this? He has, he is on the wrong.
他生在木匠的家里。
He was born in a carpenter's house.
他手是操造的。
So, and therefore, he got rough hands.
他工人。
Because he's a carpenter.
他不是生在帝王之家，他是生在木匠之家。
He was not born in a palace. He was born in a carpenter's house.
圣经说，以赛亚书说，他无家行为美容。
And there is no beauty in him as described in the book of Isaiah.
人看到他的时候，他也没有美貌使人羡慕他。
And his figure does not bring envy to anyone.
他就这样，他而且他被离弃。
And he was despised.
当他讲得很好的时候，
When he was preaching, even though it was good,
人家追随他，跟随他。
And many people want to follow him.
但是讲到人家不明白，不能够接受的时候，人就离弃他了。
And whenever he spoke something that people couldn't understand, people reject him.
老实说，我是不想遇到这种情况。
And actually, I don't want to experience what Jesus has experienced.
我不想人追随我。
I don't want to people follow me.
因为我不想人离弃我。
And because I don't want to experience the rejection.
So, 没有人追随，就没有人离弃了。
So, as long as no one follow me, I won't experience the pain of being rejected.
耶稣被拒绝，这众人一个个退去啊。
And Jesus was rejected by his follower one by one.
这些人走的地步，觉得好伤感啊。
And it is quite painful to see people start to go away.
你可以想象，我在讲到讲太难。讲太久了，然后一个人就走了，第二个人又走了。
那个、Can you imagine why I'm preaching right now and people start to leave one by one as I'm thinking I'm preaching too long?
当时耶稣很伤感啊。
And yet this is quite sorrowful for Jesus.
然后就问门徒，你们也要走吗？
When he see people leaving, then he turned around to his disciples say, Are you going to leave too?
他被拒绝啊。
He was rejected.
然后他做了好事啊。
And then perhaps he has done something great.
帮人赶
鬼啊。He helped people to cast out demons for others.
但是那些人说你是靠别人靠鬼王来赶鬼的，不是你的功劳。
And people say you are casting out demons by the power of evil spirit.
被冤枉啊。
He was wronged.
他没有罪，但是却让人用罪犯的那种以他为一个罪犯这样来审判他。
He did not sin, and yet he was accused as a sinner.
他被吐唾沫在他脸上，你有没有试过？
And he has been spit by others. Have you ever experienced people spit on you?
他是这样。
And yet that's who he is.
他被戏弄啊。
He was mocked.
他被钉在十字架上。
He was nailed on the cross.
他被羞辱。
He was ridiculed and humiliated.
到今天。他还被人拒绝，被人
误会。Even up today, people still reject him.
所以他都经过所有的道路。
So he has experienced all.
他配来审判世人。
He is worthy to be the one who can judge the world. And yet was describing the scripture.
他来了不是为了审判世人。
It is not the purpose of his coming to judge people.
乃是叫世人因他而得救。
But rather for people to be saved because of him.
叫世界的人因为他的降生而知道他体恤他们。
So people can understand that he appreciates us through his birth.
是让人明白他的肉道成了肉身，是让他们明知道他真真实实的经过他们一切的道路，所以能够提示他们。
So for people to know he truly has experienced human struggle because he has became flesh on the earth.
所以神在肉身显现。
And therefore God appeared in flesh.
他本身就是一个恩典。
That he himself is the grace.
他本身就是一个真理。
He himself is the truth.
就真实的事情。
That is the truth.
它不是一个道理而已。
It's not just merely an idea.
他自己成了肉身。
But he himself became flesh.
他自己成就了这个救恩。
He accomplished the salvation.
他成了一条道路，让人可以走上去。
He became a way so people can walk on this way.
所以圣诞节确实真的值得庆祝。
And therefore, it is worth to celebrate for Christmas, isn't it?
神到了肉身
that God became flesh,
体恤我们
who can appreciate us,
拯救我们
who can understand us and save us.
这是第一个地方
and this is the first point.
那第二个地方是讲被圣灵称义被天使看见
the second point that he was vindicated by the Spirit.
那这是什么意思
and what does it mean?
被圣灵称义
Vindicated by the Spirit.
被天使看见
was seen by angels.
那究竟跟这个恩典真理这个救恩有什么关系
And what do they have to do with grace and salvation?
我们看到当耶稣在世界上的时候
When we realize when Jesus was on this earth,
他曾经经验过不少的
He has experienced many trials.
这些所有的考验，都是被看见的。
All the trials can be seen.
都是实实在在的经过的。
They actually happen, and he has experienced them.
圣经说，圣灵把他吹到旷野去。
It was described that the Spirit has led him and pushed him.To the wilderness.
受魔鬼的试探。
To be tried by the devil.
记得这个圣经吗?
Do you still remember that?
魔鬼把他带到,这个圣灵把他带到旷野里面。
The spirit hastened him to the wilderness.
让他受魔鬼的试探。
To let him to go through the trials of devil.
然后在整个的过程中。
Through the journey.
然后耶稣一次一次的胜过了试探。
That Jesus triumphs over the trials one after another.
他是在一个他跟我们一样。
He is just like us.
经历试探。
He has been through temptation.
圣经说只是他没有犯罪。
And yet he has not sinned.
所以他也了解试探的是什么意思。
And therefore he understands.What the temptation is all about.
他胜过。
And yet, he has overcame it.
这里说被圣灵称义的意思就是他经过了个试探而实实在在是胜过了所以被称为义。
So, and therefore, has been vindicated by the Spirit means he has overcome the temptations and trials and therefore he is righteous.
然后圣经就这样记载他受过了所有试探又胜过试探之后他的魔鬼就离开了。
After he has overcome all the temptations, the devil left.
跟着发生什么事了?
Then do you remember what happened afterwards?
天使来侍候他。
The angel came and waited on him.
换句话说
In other words,
这样的事件告诉我们什么事情?
And what does this event tell us?
主耶稣是个得胜的主。
That Jesus is the overcomer.
他是位得胜者。
He is an overcomer.
那个意思不是说他得胜了，所以我们也可以去得胜。
It does not mean because he is able to overcome and therefore we can become an overcomer as well.
我们也需要用自己的努力去胜过试探。
Yes, we do need to use our own effort to overcome the temptations.
不过他能够体谅我们。
And yet, he is able to understand us.
能够一次又一次的包容我们。
He can tolerate and understand us one and after another.
然后当他死在十字架上的时候
again and again, when he was nailed on the cross,
他就一次过成就了那个救赎的恩典。
And once for all, he has redeemed all of our iniquity.
我们的失败，我们的罪恶，都在他的身上得以包容。
All of our failures, all of our iniquities was being cleared, and we were accepted by him.
这个是非常重要的。
And this is very important.
他不但体恤我们。
Not only he understands us.
他能够让我们完全的得胜。
He can help us to have a perfect overcoming.
除了那个试探这件事情之外呢
Besides temptation.
还有一次天使来加他力量的。
Angel also came on the time to give him strength. Do you still remember?
那个不是受魔鬼的试探。
And that wasn't during the temptation of devils.
但是那次是自己跟自己的害怕、恐惧来征战。
And yet that was the moment when he struggled with his own fear.
就是当他要面对十字架的时候
That is the moment before he faced the crucifixion.
圣经说当他要面对十字架他就去到克西玛丽园在那里祷告
When he was about to be crucified, Lord Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane and prayed.
那里他很害怕
He has fear.
因为他是一个人
Because he is a full human being.
他是用一个人的情感去面对十字架的痛苦。
He is facing the trial and the pain of the cross as a human at the time.
圣经说当时是这样的，他就惊恐起来。
And it was described that he started to have a great fear in him.
惊恐。
Great fear.
我没有试过惊恐起来。
Don't you have the experience of having a great fear in you?
不单在心灵上惊恐起来，他的身体也起了变化。
Not only he emotionally had great fear, his body started to tremble as well.
这个汗珠如血点的就是流出来。
It sweat like a blood.
在当时，圣经是这样形容。形容他的当时面对十字架的情况。
It was how he was described before he faced the crucifixion.
然后他就祷告。
Then he prayed.
他说：“父啊，假如可以的话，求你把这个苦杯撤去。”
He said, "Lord, if it is your will, may you remove this the cup of bitterness."
最好不要淋的这个十字架。最好不要领导。
And it means he desired not to have the experience of crucifixion.
没有人面对苦难、痛苦、被钉这个事情是不怕的。
There's no one will have no fear when facing the crucifixion.
其实当耶稣在耶稣的时代里面，那些最大的仇犯都是钉十字架，不是单单他钉十字架。
And actually, during the age of Jesus, severe criminals, they were all being crucified as the punishment.
由这罗马的官特别把他们带到山上去。
And the Roman soldier will bring those criminals to the mountaintop.
这是个公开的羞辱，公开的让人示众，让人看到被钉十字架的情况。
Crucifixion is used as a public display to humiliate the criminals to show the public.
所以当时耶稣就一直都会听到些声音，那个被钉十字架的那种凄惨的呼召。
And therefore, Jesus has heard the cry of people being crucified on the cross before.
所以他知道什么叫钉十字架。
And therefore, he understands fully well what the crucifixion is about.
它是一种最羞辱、最痛苦的一个刑罚。
It is the most humiliating and painful punishment.
所以在他求父神，假如可以的话，把这个苦悲切去。
And therefore, he prayed to the God the Father, if it's possible, may you remove this cup.
但是最后,
and yet at the end,
他还加上一句,
there's another word from his prayer.
然而, 照你的意思, 不是照我。
And yet, may your will be done and not my will.
这样的一种痛苦, 他都经过。
And he has been through such severe pain.
他经过这个痛苦，就成就了一个一次过的成就了那个完全的救恩。
Once he has experienced this pain, he has accomplished the perfection of salvation.
而这个过程，天使也看见。
And all this process has been witnessed by the angels.
所以在当时，当他这样的时候，祷告的时候，天使显现加。
And therefore, while he was praying, angel came and strengthened him.
这是圣经的记载。
And this is the recording of the scripture.
然后他有力量来上了十字架。
And therefore, once again, he gained strength in order to march on the road of the cross.
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
这也是恩典。
This is grace.
这个恩典是他面对苦难，面对他不能够承受的那种刑罚，但是他愿意这样做，为了释放我们，从最终释放我们，为了让我们跟上帝、跟父神重建一个关系。
The grace is that he even take on the punishment that he couldn't endure for our sake, so that we can once again reconcile with God the Father.
这是个恩典。
This is grace.
也是个真理
and also the truth,
因为是他自己真真实实的上了十字架的
because he truly indeed being crucified on the cross,
是个不能够改变的事实
this is an undeniable fact.
然后下面被传于外邦，被世人所信服
and continuing with the word.Was preached among the nations, was believed on in the world.
这个被传于外邦，被世人的顺服，那究竟当保罗这样写的时候，他是一个什么样的观念呢？
And what was Paul having in mind when he wrote down was preached among nations, was believed on in the world?
我相信当他这样写的时候，是告诉我们。那必然是个实实在在的一件事情。
I believe when he was writing this, he wanted to tell his reader that this is the fact in the history.
否则
，otherwise
不可能传于外邦，不可能被世界的人所信服。
Otherwise, it couldn't be able to be preached among the nations, couldn't convince people in the world.
那必须是个真真实实的。他在我们当中的一个实实在在的经验。
It must be an historical fact that he has truly dwelt among us.
否则不可能。
Otherwise,
传到外邦。
It is impossible to preach such story among the nations.
不可能被信。
It is impossible. It is impossible to convince others.
我们知道了，有很多人呢，都会为所认为的真理呢。
We believe people will stand for the truth they believe in.
有些人甚至为他们所相信的来自己焚烧自己。
And some people even want to defend and stand up what they believe to a point even burn themselves.
但是呢，这永远不会是个很普遍的事情。
And yet, this could never be become a popular practice.
不可能是一个很长久的牺牲。
And it couldn't be a long-lasting sacrifice.
但是耶稣基督的降生。
And yet, the birth of Jesus.
在世界上的生活。
When he lived on this earth,
他被钉十字架。
Later on, was crucified on the cross.
这件事情一直的被传流。
This account has been preached and been passed on generations to generations until today.
这个被传到外邦的事情还在实现。
The account being preached among the nations continue to happen.
被世人所顺服的事情。
And was believed on in the world.
弟兄姐妹一定要分清楚。
And brothers and sisters, we must be able to discern.
我们在教会里面所相信的不是个很好的道理。
The doctrine we believe in the church is not something very good or reasonable.
我的意思不是说听起来很有道理的道理。
What I'm saying is that this is a doctrine or understanding reasonable.
你知道我们在这些宗教里面，我们听到好多好辉煌的道理，很好听的道理，很叫我们很舒服的道理。
Oftentimes when we hear the speaking from other religion, oftentimes they deliver something profound and sounds very good to our ears.
还能够帮助我们的道理。
And oftentimes may motivate us.
这个都是好的。
Yes, they are good.
但是你要知道这个道理。
And yet you must understand this particular truth and understanding.
是叫人付代价的。
This is an understanding we need to pay a price for.
有人说教会是用宣道者的血所建立的。
And people say the church is founded on the blood of martyrs.
好多的人为着这个信仰来牺牲自己的。
So many people die for this faith.
你从这个中国的教会历史里面就看到了。
If you look back in the Christianity history in China, then you will realize
有多少的宣教士为了这个信仰来离乡别井，从美国从欧洲去到中国的落后的地方，1900年代那个时候是非常落后的地方。
And ever since 1900, people from North America and Europe, the missionaries say goodbye to their family, depart from their loved ones to the very remote area in China.
而他们就是风充充满满的带着恩典，带着真理。而离乡别井去到异地里面的那些人啊。
And they remote, they depart from their family, become a sojourner to go to the remote area of China with full of grace and truth.
他们是前仆后继的这样去。
And one and after another, they go to China.
你知道中国那个全匪之乱里面死了多少宣教士吗？
Don't you know during the beginning of 20th century, how many missionaries has been killed by the Boxer event of China?
最近我看一个文章，有一个人啊，他去Yale 大学去那个图书馆里面，有非常完整的那些宣教士的一种这个。工作的记录。
I happened to a person who came to the Yale University Library to study the history of missionaries.
Which is a very complete library. 假如只是一个很好的道理，不足以叫他们这样来做事的。
If it's merely a reasonable doctrine, it's not still not enough to push those martyrs.Die one after the other.
那必然是因为他们实实在在的经历过上帝的恩典。
It must because they have truly experienced the grace from God.
也效法了主耶稣基督的教宗。
And therefore they want to follow the footstep of Jesus.
是带着恩典，带着真理，住在世人中。
Who dwell among the world.Full of grace and truth.
我们所信的，所传的，就是这么一回事。
And this is what we preach, This is what we believe.
所以有时候我觉得，现在我们传道真做传道的工作，真是围不住道啊。
And therefore, in comparison, sometimes we feel, I feel the preaching work we are doing is so insignificant.
今天开车来确实是有点辛苦，因为看不到前面的。
Maybe
围不住道啊。
Perhaps I do experience some trouble of driving from New York City to here, for the visibility is low. And yet, in comparison, this is so insignificant.
被传于外邦。被传于外邦。
And preached among the nations.
不单传于外邦。
Not only being preached to the nations.
事实上是传于万邦。
Not only that, it's to all peoples.
是不是啊？万邦。
All peoples.
这是我们所看到的事实。
And this is what we have seen.
不单被世人相信
，Not only was believed on in the world，
乃是被世人所佩服
，But also take upon in glory。
我们看到这宣教士所做的，我们肃然起敬。
And whenever we see the work which is done by the missionaries， we all pay a reverent heart to them。
我觉得我们今天传福音也应该是这样。
I believe this should be the same attitude as we go out as missionaries.
应该是住在世人。
Yes, we need to dwell among the people.
用我们的生活，用我们的生命来做见证。
Use our lifestyle as the testimony for the gospel.
这个肉身，这个人，全人要去到人群当中。
That this flesh.Should go into the people.
是带着恩典
With grace.
是带着真理
With truth.
是个长期的一个委身
It's a long-lasting commitment.
这是耶稣对我们的态度
And this is what Jesus has done to us.
被传于外邦
That and therefore was able to be preached among nations.
被世人所顺
Was believed.On in the world.
这也是一个结果。
And this is the result as well.
我们有时候工作没有结果。
And oftentimes we may not see result of our work.
因为我们从来没有这样做。
Because we have never done the way this way before.
道成了肉身。
That the word became flesh.
有恩典，有真理。
Full of grace and truth.
这里说，被被借在荣耀里。
That he was taken upon in glory.
这是保罗这段话的最后一句。
And this is the conclusion of this word.
这是在当时来说是指耶稣基督驾云而去的那个 moment, 那个情况。
It was talking about the moment when Jesus ascend to heaven in the cloud.
但是也是预表，也是讲到我们将来。也会被接到荣耀里。
It is all foreshadowing how we, the believers, should be able to ascend to heaven.
这是个荣耀的归属。
And this is a glorious homegoing.
这是保罗深深的相信。
And this is what Paul believed.
这个至暂至轻的苦楚。
And this is sure and temporal pain.
彼此将来了。无比的极重的荣耀，那就算不得什么。
It becomes so insignificant when we compare the glorious glory in the future.
今天保罗，使徒保罗，所以成为使徒保罗。
The reason why Apostle Paul is Apostle Paul
是因为他有这个信念。
Because he has this understanding and faith.
被借在荣耀里。
He was.Able to be taken up in glory.
这个是我们很难了解的。
And this is very hard for us to appreciate.
我们很难了解的事情不等于没有。
If it's hard for us to appreciate, it doesn't mean it does not exist.
是不是啊？
Isn't that true?
假如你今天对一个母腹中的妈妈肚子里面那个胎儿说，这个将来这个世界的情况，这个花草树木。这个山水情况，他根本不会懂的。
If you say to an infant in someone's womb and describing what the flower and the sky and the mountain is like, It is impossible for the infant to understand. Fetus to understand.
科技也是很进步的哈，可以了解那个胎儿的情况。
And today we do have many advanced technology to see the fetus inside of mother's womb.
我不晓得将来有没有发展到一个地步，我们可以用我们的仪器跟那个婴孩来交通的。
I wonder maybe perhaps in the future we can have more advanced technology that we can even communicate with the fetus inside of mother's womb.
我们可以是否可以来把一些我们的信息传给他。
And perhaps we can communicate some of our ideas to the fetus.
让他有些反应的。
So that the fetus may start to have some reaction to it.
假如啊这样啊，你能够这样做。
Imagine that.
Even you can do that. 世界啊，这好广大的啊，好光明的，还有太阳，有月亮，等等。
Even though we are able to communicate the idea to tell the fetus about the sun and moon and the beauty of the world.
但是你知道，你想他会明白吗？
But and yet, do you understand this fetus could understand?
他不会明白。
It is impossible for
him to understand. 因为他没有这个概念。
Because he doesn't have the concept. He doesn't have the experience.
他的世界就是母亲那个小小的地方。
Because mother's womb is all the fetus can experience.
他没有办法经验的事情，不等于没有。
The things he did not, the fetus couldn't experience, doesn't mean this thing doesn't exist.
所以呢，你告诉我将来是怎么样呢？我其实。我是没有兴趣要知道的。
And therefore, when someone tell me what the future is like, actually, I have no interest to it.
最重要是我是属于那个地方。
As long as I know I belong to that future world.
我根本没有那种 law 这个知识来知道。
Because I don't have enough knowledge to appreciate.
我只想到一个最荣耀的地方。
I only can imagine it will be the most glorious place.
眼没有看过，心没有想过，耳朵没有听过。
It's something I couldn't have seen, something I haven't heard, something I couldn't imagine.
但却是在圣经里面清清楚楚的一个应许。
And yet it was clearly described in the Bible as the promise to us.
被接在荣耀里。
That we will be taken up in glory.
主耶稣这样说。
That Jesus said,
我去。原是为你们预备地方。
I go to prepare a place for you.
我为你们预备地方，我也必再来接你们到我那里去。
I'm going there to prepare a place for you, and I will come back to take you there.
这是应许。
This is the promise.
我们就带着这个应许来生活。
May we take upon this promise and live.
也带着这个应许。来好好把福音来传。
And with this promise, let us preach the gospel to the world.
最近我买了一个 Billy Graham 的一个日历。
And recently, I just purchased a calendar, about Billy Graham.
这个封面就是 Billy Graham 那个老人家在那里。
And on the cover is the picture of old Billy Graham.
九十几岁了。
He's in his 90s.
他的这个 calendar 的题目写了一句话。
And there's a word on the calendar saying,
"Nearing home."
快要回家了。
非常好的一句。
Oh, what a great word!
每个人都要离开世界的。
Indeed, we will depart from this world.
九十几岁了。
He's in his 90s.
就算你活到100岁、101岁、110岁。
Even if he could live until 101 or 110, even.
最重要的一件事情。
And yet the most important things in life.
就是我要回家。
That is, I'm going home.
我们的救恩。
Our salvation.
是告诉我们神与我们同。
Proves to us that God lives with us.
其实不单与我们同在，他活在我们的心里。
Not only he dwells among us, he also lives in our heart, which is said in John chapter 15.
他不单住在我们当中。
Not only he dwells among us,
他也住在我们心里。
He also lives in us.
然后我们有一天要被提到荣耀。
eventually one day we will be taken up in glory.
这是我在圣诞节要带给你们的信息。
This is my message to you in this Christmas season.
我们相信有恩典。
We believe there is grace.
我们相信耶稣基督降生的目的是把恩典来带给你。
We believe the reason why Jesus came became flesh is to bring salvation to us.
一个感恩的心来领受。
May we receive this with grateful heart.
然后带着信心去向前走。
And march forward by faith.
我不知道在我们当中有没有人还没有接受这个恩典。
I wonder, is there anyone here hasn't accepted this grace?
我也盼望你能够了解圣经的意思。
I hope and you can understand the meaning in the scripture.
耶稣来不是为了定罪。
Jesus came is not to condemn us.
不是为了审判。
It's not to judge us.
是为了让我们认识他。
It's to let us be able to understand him.
领受他的恩典。
To receive his grace.
好，我们一起低头祷。
May we bow our heads and pray now.
假如你愿意的话，你可以现在就自己来祷告。
If you are willing, may you pray on your own.
你自己心里面来接受这个恩典。
You may accept this grace in your heart.
这是很简单的。
This is very simple.
你不需要付代价。
You don't need to pay any price.
你不需要付好多钱。
You don't need to pay a lot of money.
你不需要读完整本圣经。
You don't need to finish the entire Bible.
你不需要答应你每个礼拜都要来到这里。
You don't need to promise to attend worship every single week.
你只需要谦卑地接受这个恩典就可以。
As long as you humble yourself and willing to accept this grace, that's enough. May we bow our heads and pray.
亲爱的主，求你来教导这里的每一位弟兄姐妹。
Dear Lord Jesus, may you come and teach every single one of the brothers and sisters here.
让我们真的来相信你道成了肉身住在我们当中，是因为你希望来亲近我们。
May we have a true understanding. The reason why you came and dwell among us is that for us be able to come near you.
也让我们能够认识你，能够信靠你。
So that we can understand you, we can believe in you.
主啊，帮助这里的每一位弟兄姐妹，我们带着你的恩典与真理来生活。
And Lord, may you help each one of us so that we may live with full of grace and truth.
而且很乐意把这个恩典与真理分享给我们身边的人。
So that we are willing to preach the good news to the people around us.
主啊，我们当中那些愿意接受你的我们的朋友，他们的声音你也知道了。
And Lord, for those who utter the prayer, and Lord, you have heard their prayers.
主啊，假如有人愿意来亲近你的，愿你也亲近他们。
For those who want to draw near to you, and Lord, may you draw near to them.
他们愿意接受你的，也愿意你也接受他们。
Whoever accepts you, and Lord, may you accept them.
而且祝福他们。
May you bless them.
照亮他们人生的道路。
Enlighten the path of their lives.
主，愿你垂听我们的祷告。
And Lord, may you listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.